leftist activities labeled him a subversive in some of the documents. Help you in terms of reporting on Chile, but there is a guy who's working as a journalist in Chile named Frank Teruggi. Here's his address.
Flight jackets out of it.
Flight jackets?
And they worked very well. But the problem was we couldn't get enough spider web. So we gave a contract out, the first one I remember, and this, by the way, appeared in the Discovery Magazine story not too long ago, which I cut out. We financed the University of Wyoming. We wanted them to try to clone the spider.
Was so real that people on the street yelled, "They held up the bank."
I'm sorry, I missed that, Colonel.
Well, we never succeeded, and they never succeeded until today. I don't think it's been done. We had to go to other fibers like Kevlar and everything, the way the flight jackets are made today.
One of the other units or pieces in this amazing file cabinet that Colonel Corsell had, in the book, he raises this. He said, "Why did the inhabitants of the craft have a cutting device that when they had it, they could see that there was some kind of a red dot coming out of a black piece that they had, one of these file cabinet technologies they did not understand, and
yes,
they didn't know what it was." Finally, one time that they saw some smoke in the room, and suddenly they could see this red beam of light.
Continued. Cassette 5, Side 2.
Of course, what I'm describing is what we now know as a laser.
Laser, of
they
course.
Didn't know. And he said, "Why did the inhabitants of this craft have a cutting device like this aboard their ship? It wasn't until later when I read military reports of cattle mutilations in which entire organs were removed without any visible trauma to the surrounding cell tissue
course.
That I realized that the light beam cutting torch I thought was in the Roswell file was actually a surgical implement, just like a scalpel that was being used by the aliens in medical experiments on our livestock, unquote.
Here's a Jewish magazine, Covert Action. They did a skull and bone story, too. Says that within CIA, there are divisions that are made up of skull and bones people. In other words, you have the secrecy of the CIA, but then you take another team and develop that as double secrecy.
I don't know how much is really a dream. See, I did go to Niagara Falls with my aunt about 6 months ago.
When did you start having the dream?
About a month ago. They started off as little flashes.
I figured out that it was the tambourine, which the guy was playing in a complicated way, twisting his wrist and hitting the skin with his thumb. I found that interesting, and learned how to play the pandeiro, more or less. Then the season for Carnival began to come around. That's the season when new music is presented. They don't put out new music and records all the time. They put them all out during Carnival time, and it's very exciting. It turned out that the janitor was the composer for a small samba school. Not a school in the sense of education, but in the sense of fish, from Copacabana Beach, called Farsantes de Copacabana, which means fakers from Copacabana, which was just right for me, and he invited me to be in it. Now this samba school was a thing where guys from the favelas, the poor sections of the city, would come down and meet behind a construction lot where some apartment houses were being built and practice the new music for the carnival. I chose to play a thing called the frigideira, which is a toy frying pan made of metal, about 6 inches in diameter, little metal stick to beat it with.
I wasn't asleep. Am I crazy?
I do. I think Pegasus would have made an excellent president.
Now, third party candidates rarely win, especially smelly ones.
That farm was so incredible today. The sky was beautiful. I even loved the mud.
I could see you in a long dress sitting on a big front porch, shelling peas.
Peas which we got from the local co-op farm with the farmers.
We could take long walks through fields of blue flowers. I don't know.
Well, what do you see for us?
Besides trouble?
Let's say by divine intervention you get everything that you want.
Liberty and justice for all?
Yay, you win. Then what happens?
You have a job. Start organizing closets.
That's a good job.
Which makes a tinkly, rapid noise that goes with the main samba music and rhythm and fills it out. So I tried to play this thing, and everything was going all right. We were practicing, the music was roaring along, and we were going like 60, when all of a sudden the head of the bateria section, a great big black man, yelled out, "Stop!"
I'm 35 years old, which is great when the world, all the whole country at least, seems to be 18 and 50. It's nice. Have a reach on each side. And as a result of that arithmetic, in 1951, I was 14. That's what I want to tell you. When grass swept the neighborhood, we hadn't been into grass before that. We were into gang fighting and wine and beer in the park, man. I'm punching the shit out of people. And having jackets with your names, man. And you had Debs. Your girls were your Debs. What are you? I'm a Tomahawk Deb. Oh. Regular gangs, man. And turf and all that dumbass shit. And getting into fights over things like girls. You don't want this, one of my Debs, man. Hey, there's one guy, the guy's dead. I know, man. Shit's on. Shit's on. It's gonna be a rumble. Yeah, man, we're gonna get the Riffs and the Condors and the Beacons and the Corner Boys and the Lamplighters and the Chaplains and the Bishop's Man and the Five Sotten Gents and the Dukes and the Corner Boys and the Rams and the Beacons, man. Did I say the Beacons? We're getting the same guys, man. Yeah, and then pot came along and gang fighting went away. Just in one semester in shop class, guys went from making zip guns to hash pipes, you know? Just instant. Cats would say, I'll get you after the fight, straight. On the corner, cool.
What do you see for us?
Besides trouble.
Let's say by divine intervention you get everything that you want.
Liberty and justice for all.
Yay, you win. Then what happens?
You'll be out of a job. Organizing closets.
Now to turn the phone back to Colonel Corso to describe his first handling of this device.
Well, my first handling was, I had another device that was similar to this. And of course, like a human doesn't know any better, I figured the batteries are dead. I couldn't turn it on. And there was no batteries in it. But that was the first reaction of a typical reaction of some of a human that doesn't know anything.
Would have been mine.
And later on, well, it was mine, too, and I was in charge. But later on, like the other little instrument I had, which I think measured the intensity of brain waves on different organs of the body, uh-huh. That particular thing, I thought it, the battery was dead in that also. Then I took it to a lab down at Belvoir. And lo and behold, when it, some radiation area, I went in, the thing came on.
when you went into an area where there was radiation?
Well, there was actually, we had the low-level radiation because that was our atomic lab, the one we kept that they didn't take away from us.
And so when it got into that area, it turned on?
It turned on. Of course, it had graduated things, and I shipped that to Monmouth also because they were our electronic labs.
Yes, sir.
And there, it wasn't our deep project because they were our labs and they were military. See? And I never did get a... Because I left after, not too long after, when General Trudeau retired, and 6 months later I did. But I shipped it to them, and that was those two interesting little items. And the laser, then the second most important thing after the circuits that I think we did was our development on lasers. A lot of people believe that the laser was started before, well, there were experiments before, yes, way back. But the thing blossomed and took hold on lasers in 1960, and even General Beach, who took General Trudeau's place, made that remark in public.
When you turned that device over?
I turned them over to Monmouth, electronic labs.
Ramdas?
Yes.
My question is, how do you listen to your dharma, and also how do you live in harmony with your karma? Sometimes it gets a little difficult, especially being in New York, you know, and earning a living, working, trying to follow a spiritual path, and sometimes it gets a little difficult to feel what's happening inside you and to listen to it. And to act in accordance with it.
I hear you perfectly. It's incredibly difficult. I understand that. The hearing of the Dharma, the way I'm working with it, and that's all I can do is share with you the way I'm doing it, because I'm trying now to live very much in the marketplace also, as you are, and do the work on myself. The hearing of the Dharma is a method of approximation, is what I'd call it. And it's a method of feedback and approximation. That is, you hear what seems to be at the moment the next step. At this moment, you start it and it either feels right or it doesn't, and if it doesn't, you hear inside, no, it's not right, and you pull back, or you start to steer a little direction differently. You go to one teaching, feels right on, and you go on with it. You go to another, everybody says it's wonderful, but you go there, it doesn't feel right to you, so you pull back. You start to suppress a desire, control a desire, and you see it's premature to try to stop it. All you can do is watch it for a while. So you stop trying to stop it and you just watch it more consciously. Another one you're watching because you sort of want to keep on with it and you know you're really ready to stop it. And you have to keep developing this kind of honesty with yourself and this. And all of the inner voices are many voices. Some of them are your ego voices, which are coming on as if they are your higher thing. But there is a place in us that knows. That's what's very aggravating at times. And that place, you just got to keep toying with. It's like Krishna Prem talks about it as the still small voice when all about it are the trumpets of our desires. And you can hardly hear it because of the loudness of all of the other voices in us that are talking. But by reading, for example, constantly, like I constantly am reading from just hundreds of holy books that I just keep around me and keep picking up or have in the car and read a paragraph or a little phrase or something. And these are constantly strengthening my connection to that inner voice. When I'm reading Buddha's words or Christ's words, or some of the words may be a little off from where my inner voice is telling me, but that's okay. I just listen. Some of them I'm ready for, some of them I'm not. But I'm constantly reading this stuff to just keep aligning me to that inner voice so that I can hear it better and better. And I'm constantly remembering these little things like love everyone, serve everyone, remember God, these kinds of things. And these are keeping me in tune. So it's this kind of gentle method of approximation. And if you don't get panicked when you go off center, it's cool because you come back again, because you can only get off so far before you feel your own dishonesty or hypocrisy or attachment or caughtness.
It was a shock that I knew where I had to go, more or less. And I also felt everything ought to have a mouth. I mean, I think it was very funny. But I think a mouth is a very funny thing, yes. Because you do everything with it. But your ear, you only hear. Your eye, you don't put some spinners in your eye or anything. I mean, and a mouth is a very strange thing to me.
I get in the going back to the picture. Mm. I prefer the more realistic types of painting.
Do you? Yes. Do you have any favorite painters?
Well, no favorite paintings. I'm not that familiar with art. You know, I just know what I like to see. I don't know too much about, you know, which artist drew which picture. I like the pictures of Christ quite a bit. Although the scenes where he's painted with the spike through its feet, that always gives me a special strange feeling.
Really?
I don't know exactly why, the blood pouring out of the feet like that.
You with me? So you have a circle within a circle, it leads to better protection.
But now we do. So I think, in a way, it's kind of understandable if people are relating to you as a homosexual, then maybe it's difficult for them to relate to you in a heterosexual role. I don't know, really.
Those guys in Kentucky and tell them thanks for the dogs. Remember, operate over till the big dog howls.
yet. That'd be a lesson to you boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Yeah, you've been right before.
All right.
Walter, this is Richard.
Richard, why did you run? Running only makes you look guilty.
I wasn't worried about appearances, Walter.
Tell me where you are so I can come meet you and you can turn yourself in.
I'm not going to turn myself in. I need help. I need money.
I might be crazy, but that train sounds like an L.
And I really think that we can trust ourselves more than we do. I think our inner message is really strong. And I think even in the midst of this fantastic vibrational field of Shiva City that we're living in here. Can you hear all that?
Yes.
It doesn't have an elevated train.
How do you know it's an elevated train?
Yeah, I think he's right. I lived under an L for 20 years.
No, well, then you can explain the difference in the sound of an elevated train as opposed to a train that's running along the ground. You must have ears like an eagle. Play that back. I want to hear the sound of an elevated train.
All right, wait a minute. Now, what cities have L's? New York's got an L.
Chile.
We do.
We got an L. Milwaukee's got an L.
Hold it right there where the lawyer says that he sounds guilty. There's bells in the background. There's a guy on a PA. I want to drop everything but the guy on the PA. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll try it.
Hold on, Sam.
Okay.
Walter, this is Richard.
Richard?
Yeah, right there.
Why did you run? Running or anything?
What's he saying? It's like next stop. Sound like next stop. Do that again.
Why did you run? Running only makes you look guilty.
Next stop.
Merchandise mark.
That bell is the bell on the Wells Street Bridge. It's 6 blocks away.
I knew that was an elevated train.
Much of a witch of a wind gives the truth to summer's lie. Bloodies with dizzying leaves the sun and yanks immortal stars awry. Blow king to beggar and queen to seam, blow friend to fiend, blow space to time. When skies are hanged and oceans drowned, the single secret will still be man. What if a keen of a lean wind flays, screening hills with sleet and snow, strangles valleys by ropes of thing, and stifles forests in whiter gold? Blow hope to terror, blow seeing to blind, blow pity to envy and soul to mind, whose hearts are mountains, roots are trees, it's they shall cry hello to the spring. What if a dawn of a doom of a dream bites this universe in two, peels forever out of his grave and sprinkles nowhere with me and you? Blow soon to never and never to twice. Blow life to isn't. Blow death to was. All nothings, only our hugest home. The most who die, the more we live.
WZBC out of Newton, 90.3 FM out of Newton. Commercial not broadcasting right now. Not in the marketing pipeline. not in the front brain, limbic feedback. And New Metaphysics' version of that, which I just said a moment ago in time. Hard to plastic wrap. Hard to injection mold. Although if you do leave it on the windowsill in the summer, you might have various colors arrayed. And if you're trying to kill a loved one, you could let it fester and then ingest in a loved one. It's been done in Texas, I heard. Didn't really work though. She wouldn't die. ZBC.org. On the internet, family of nets, the web. It's pretty big. And not in the marketing down swipe of the reticular formation. You can send impulses there all you want. And it won't help the quarterly earnings one bit. And of course, archives of this sector of time program, newmetaphysics.com, studio475.com, /newmetaphysics. Unpresupposing MP3 files. Even internet lawn jockeys can figure out how to use the anti-audio people. Just double click or left or right or middle upraised finger click and stand away from the console. +617 552 4686 U.S. Got to deal with a telephone orifice until the revolution.
Big Dog, you're never wrong.
Okay.
I'm gonna call the CPD.
This is in Chicago.
Very well. Andiamo, bambini.
Sammy.
Yeah.
When I die, I want to come back just like you.
No, you mean happy and handsome?
I'll notify the press.
No press.
Right, no press.
First of all, though,
we go to the next page, which is intuition strategies. And it was Arthur Koestler in just marvelous book. I highly recommend this book, The Act of Creation. He wrote it in the midst of the high water mark of logical positivism, which is to say where you really had to be logical and prove everything. And so the book got a moderate reception. I think it's more worthwhile reading now than it was when it was published in 64. A lot of the ideas he wrote about, he wrote in the 40s. It's called The Act of Creation. And he noticed and labeled, he called it a bifurcation, a bisociation is what he called it, bisociative thinking, that in any kind of insight, in any kind of intuition, there was a change in the experience, and the most fundamental example of that is humor. Because in humor, you start out things going in one direction, and then suddenly they change. And I've got, if you can see, the Mullah Nasruddin, the famous jokester of the Middle East. And the Mullah Nasruddin is saying, well, how, Mullah, you're having a birthday. How old are you? And the Mullah says, oh, I'm 40. And he says, well, you were 40 last year. And he says, yes, I always stand by my word.
Listen, asshole! My word, remission, remission, meticulous, meticulous manner, you mispronouncing, manhandling, mouth-tongue, fucks it all up, my meanings are mysterious, miscommunication, misconstrued to a misinterpreted, misspoken, mistake, motherfucker, it makes me mad.
Asshole, listen, asshole, stop trying to guess what I am,
stop trying to tell me what I'm not.
I was born in Seoul, which makes me Korean. These slightly slanted eyes ain't just for seeing. Bitch, I see right through you. You expert on me with your
fake Asian tattoo.
You expert on me with your
Tai Bo and Kung Fu.
So what? You tried to dip some dead someone to menu.
So what? You a fan of Lucy Liu. So what? You read the Joy Luck Club too.
That makes you an expert on how I should look? Fuck you. What the fuck do you know about being Asian? What do you know about
napalm and Saigon?
About Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
About Gandhi?
What do you know about demilitarized zones and no gun re?
About me lie and the military?
What do you know about the killing fields and signs that wield
no Chinese or dogs allowed?
What do you know about comfort women and geisha girls? About colonization all over the Asian world?
What do you know about the Great Wall?
I can school you on each and all, motherfucker. I'm about to get raw. Because my tongue is split, it is forked and steel-tipped, and it will puncture and bleed you. And if you don't know, now you know,
asshole. Listen, don't ask me what I'm saying in my native tongue. You want to know so badly, go learn it yourself. 20 years it took me to perfect the language my mother's and her mother spoke. 20 seconds it took you to ask what my sister and I spoke about. If I said I wasn't talking to you, why don't you stop bothering me all up in my business? How dare you step to me, invade my privacy, waste my time to ask if I'm able to relay you the contents in my conversation? What nonsense is this?
Do I look like your private translator?
Nosy motherfucker, you probably thought dialogue. You probably about dialogue centered around you, and you just wanted to make sure. Is that because you're paranoid and insecure, or just jealous because my tongue's got more skills than yours? So you want to learn how to say I love you and hello. Why you need to know? You think of me as some Asian hoe ready to turn around at your cause of, hey baby, annyeonghaseyo, annyeonghaseyo. Or, ni hao ma, I love you, China doll. Please, your shit doesn't impress me at all, because my words were meant to be mentioned in meticulous and mellifluous manner, yet your mispronouncing manhandling mouth fucks it all up. My meaning's misused for miscommunication, misconstrued to a misinterpreted, misspoken mistake. Motherfucker, it makes me mad, so you better have listened, asshole, and listen well. Don't talk to me anymore, don't fuck with me anymore, because I am done talking to you.
And another one would be that he comes running out of the house naked, and he said, oh, I was in such a hurry, I forgot to dress.
Changing, it's kind of, it's open territory, it's up for grabs. If you're in the right role, in the right film, things will go right.
As long as I can take control with me, as long as I can control it, as long as I can struggle there, as long as I can feel sorry for myself, pity, and manipulate. You see, manipulation and pity and struggle and control are, I need them. I need them. At least so it seems.
Yeah, I circulated the address and conducted an investigation into Ruji here in the United States, did some other reporting on his supposedly leftist activities, labeled him a subversive in some of the documents. The question is whether these documents were passed to the Central Intelligence Agency and whether the Central Intelligence Agency passed them to the Chilean military.
Long passages and stuff, and I have to memorize them, and I have to wear, you know, this velvet costume, and I have to faint on stage, and I have to cry on stage, and I think I have to kiss my leading man, which I'm not sure, which is going to be a major ordeal for me to prepare for emotionally. God.
But then you take another team and develop that as double secrecy. You with me? So you have a circle within a circle. It leads to better protection. Homosexuality and other things that they hold on each other in secret are the power that seal these things together so nobody's telling.
Yay, you win. Then what happens?
Be out of a job. Start organizing closets.
Look at that. Do you feel that?
openly.
Afterlife must be awful. Must be terrible. Says, what makes you say that, Mullah? And the Mullah says, well, they come in crying and they leave crying. Or there's the time where he rides by in one direction and he rides by in another direction and he's like frantically riding back and forth on his donkey and says, what is it? And he says, I'm trying to find my donkey.
So it's running from the end of May to the end of June, and you had mentioned that you may be touring out here in June, and if there's any way, shape, or form that you could see me, if it could coincide with what you're doing by some miracle, I would just love to have you come see me be an actress. That would just be too much fun. And there are Sunday matinees, so if you have like a Saturday show in Santa Cruz, you could come to a Sunday matinee. And I realize I'm just putting more demands on your demanding schedule, but I've supported your art, and if it's convenient for you to support mine, I would love it.
I've chosen this particular one of my little collection of four or five goodies to use as the last one. And this subject that we talk about today is a question of symmetry in physical laws. We've already said quite a bit about symmetry in the physical laws when we're discussing vector analysis. And I'll just remind you of some of the points. In the first place, the symmetry is always fascinating to the human mind. Everyone likes to symmetrical things in some way. But the problem of defining symmetry is an interesting one, and we already noted that Weil gave a good definition. A thing is symmetrical if there's something you can do to it so that after you've done it, it looks the same as it did before. For example, a symmetrical vase is of such a kind that if you reflect it or if you turn it, it looks the same as it did before. And no, we use that idea, that definition, that abstract definition in physics to mean the subject then of our discourse today is what we can do to the physical phenomenon or the physical situation in an experiment and yet leave the result the same.
Good job.
Well, I'd have the peas. Yes?
More than 1,000 held an afternoon rally today. They heard demonstration leaders condemn Mayor Daley and vowed to lead more protests against administration policy throughout the presidential campaign.
Crazy. The
because America's destroyed our dreams. And we're fighting to recover our dreams, and we're the generation that's going to dream forever.
Finally, we don't want any violence, but if a confrontation occurs and Chicago's finest decide to attack and just snuggle up to a reporter with a camera, a man like Wurzel over here, because a camera is Yippie's best friend.
Take democracy back.
Right, you're going to be afraid, but it's okay to be afraid. Just control your fear.
It's time for physical courage. Power together as people, all right? So let's go. Walk short, ready? Walk short, walk short, walk short.
All right, go,
if they're going to spill our blood, then let's spill blood all over the street.
We don't want to be grown up. We know what growing up in America means. The army occupation of Chicago reveals the truth about our system. One nation under Wall Street.
There's nothing in your own, I mean, you know, people respond very personally to painting, I find. And that must have some meaning for you. It just must. For your what brings you to the museum?
Well, I've been moving around the country quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
what brought you to the city?
Well, it's kind of a long story. You see, I'm
I hope you don't feel like I'm prying.
No, it's quite all right. I'm trying to find my father.
Ah.
And I've been searching for him for quite a number of years. And
did he desert the family?
Well, to go far back, I never really knew my father very well. He left me when I was young. He drank quite a lot and was a circus performer. And I never really knew him very well, so I'm trying to.
Well, this is a lonely city to be in.
Have you always lived here?
Yes, I was born here. I grew up here. I'm a city girl.
Yeah, my name's Ed. What's yours?
My name's Joe.
Ceremonial wigs, body decorations, and perhaps even a pig's tuft through the nose. Ironically, in view of their brutal and warlike past, men in Papua New Guinea just like to get dressed up.
In our society, the females get dressed up. In their society, the males get dressed up. Not only to attract a female, because they just think they look good. They imitate the bird of paradise, for instance, particularly the hoolies, the way they do their sing-sing and the way they put the feathers in their hair. They try and imitate the bird of paradise, and it's all part of their culture.
Please do be safe. Just adding the columns up and cross-referring them and hope that the Buddha wisdom and the software developers who wrote the freaking thing had some kind of storyline in mind. Otherwise, could just be office work. High above the city in a big erectile palace. Hopefully not a target for the subhumans outside our rigid borders. Of course, if those rigid borders are hit by some incendiary device that could raise the tensile temperature up sufficiently high, could be sort of an exponential display, which would satisfy me because that's more than I normally am able to do alone. Could open me up to other parts of myself and symphonies of cross referring and so forth, and extrapolating along the sort of osmotic wall reverb of breaking through the homeostasis and doing all of that in the asymmetrical model, which can be seen on a display screen, I might add. It's new metaphysics in English. Noia meta something or other in the father tongue of all philosophies. At least since man crawled out of the slime and climbed up above the tree line of the Black Forest area in the northeastern areas of what is currently referred to as Germany today. They had black bread, however, and however free it was of dough conditioners and yeast food, preservatives and preservative supporting stabilizing chemical preservatives and the various rings of Hades, mold injected today, at least if you keep up with the literature, that is, in the industry. This black bread, however good quality it may have been, still bifurcated the continental divide even further. further unto today. Between East and West, of course, whole and Balkan. I did not say Vulcan or Vulcan Balkan, so don't put words in your mouth for yourself that you didn't choose to do. Even on the soft choosing, the reverb catching on the opposite backwards array, going along, of course, with the more initiatory choosing, and I will not say proactive or haughty at all, ever more, or ever again. FM, cool and hot, sexually stoking megahertz. Currently around 97.9%. Of course, that meter doesn't mean squat around here. Very soft focus here at the ZBC Labs underground broadcasting moduled facility. And that is very conducive for a multicolored petri dish array. You may need protective gloves and perhaps even access to a protective controlled kit to handle these colors, however. And there is a high propensity that these colors arrays might emulate the racial divide and philosophical poker hand we have today. And that could be toxic. In the wrong hand, that is. 90.3, 97.6.5%, give or take. And on the .org upstairs, on the not really existing internet, because you know deep in your heart it really doesn't exist, and the computing and things, the intelligent nodes modulating the signal line and everything, not really in full physical focus in this standing wave frequency virtual display. And that is the truth if you immerse parts of your body in the directed spectral sperm-like cohesive, laser-like, disciplined family of various strands. And wait for the echo behind, of course, to fully immerse. It's not really here, but we're on it anyway. What the hell? You should be on all access. Pass privileges at all times, whether you're in front of or behind the black curtain, acting a reactor or even a progenitor of an action. However much it does not really exist anyway, metaphysics.com make sure your My Money account is sufficiently covered, however, and studio475.com/newmetaphysics. Get the B version of these electromagnetically captured shows. CNET Radio is in town. I don't know how they got in here. There's a potato head veil on varied media, at least on the mass media side of the curtain. 8:90 a.m. Be fully warned of CNET, however. They're virtual, very closely vested with Microsoft and rogue CIA, of course. Government liaison, the French school, international diplomacy, stolen from the Chinese before, but it's a certain percentage of neutral tech news intertwined, and if you're a outsider type, you know how to modulate the intertwining and leaving of a signal line. So there you go, in Boston, Massachusetts. Spoken word radio that isn't sports, pandered sports, fake straight news, academic liberal firewalled sector mentation, or Christian Nazism. It's another flavor in the microwaved corporate soup product when you're not using the new media of the internet, that is, or freely thinking, if that ever happens. Perhaps commingling with a fellow traveler of sorts.
What do you mean he did it for the money? He's a doctor. He's already rich.
Well, she was more rich.
Is this the entire Chicago Police Department file?
Yeah. That's everything. It's all there.
Okay, Cosmo, I want to do all these interviews again.
The list of hospital staff, is it in the file?
Sure is.
Thank you.
So you guys don't want to use the media?
No. We want him to relax, make himself comfortable, try to re-enter his life somewhere.
Forum. Peace has a mind of its own and doesn't follow victory around. What is two-thirds finished in Germany won't be three-thirds finished in Japan.
I'd give a number of illustrations. We've already had some of them. The first will be, for example, translation in space. If we do an experiment in a certain region and then build another apparatus in another place in space, or move the original one over here, then whatever went on in the one apparatus in a certain order in time, click-clack, so on, if we've arranged the other one in the same condition, it'll behave in the same way. With all the restrictions that we mentioned before, that all of those features of the environment which make it not behave the same way is also moved over, and we talked about the problem of defining how much we should include under those circumstances, but I won't go into those details again. In the same way, we believe today also that a displacement in time will have no effect on our physical laws. That is, as far as we know today. All these things are as far as we know today. That means that if we build a certain apparatus and start it on a certain time on Thursday at 10 a.m., and then build the same apparatus and start it, say, 3 days later in the same condition, that the behaviors as a function of time will occupy the same times and go through the same motions in exactly the same way, no matter what the time was. Provided, of course, again, that the relevant features of the environment are also modified in time appropriately. That thus means, of course, that if you bought General Motors 3 months ago, the same thing would happen as if you buy it now. Now, so we have to watch out for geographical differences. There are, of course, variations in the characteristics of the Earth's surface, so that, for example, if you measure the magnetic field in a certain region and move the apparatus to some other region, it will not work the same way, because the magnetic field is different, but we say that that's associated with the Earth. And then we then imagine that if we move the whole Earth and the equipment, that it would make no difference. Another thing that we discussed in considerable detail was rotations in space, that if you turn an apparatus at an angle, it works just as well, provided you turn everything else along with it that's relevant. And this was the basis of vector analysis. In fact, that's where we discussed the situation in most detail, with the problem of rotation and symmetry under rotation in space. And we invented a mathematical system called vector analysis to handle as neatly as possible. On a more advanced level, we had another symmetry, which was the symmetry under uniform velocity in a straight line. That is to say, a rather remarkable effect, that if you have a piece of apparatus working in a certain way, then you take the same apparatus and put it in a car or something and move the whole car, plus all the relevant materials and so on, at a uniform velocity in a straight line, then as far as the phenomena inside the car are concerned, there's no apparent difference, that all the laws of physics appear the same. And we even know more technically how to express that, and that is that the mathematical equations of the physical laws must be unchanged under a Lorentz transformation. As a matter of fact, it was the study of the relativity problem which concentrated physicists' attention most sharply on the problem of symmetry in physical laws. That was when we first kind of woke up to the interest in this problem. Now, there are other symmetries, for example, of a different kind. These have so far been geometrical, sort of, time and space being more or less the same. And there are others. For example, there's a symmetry which goes this way, that you can replace one atom for another of the same kind. Sounds like a hedge. But to put it a different way, there are atoms of the same kind. It is possible to find the groups of atoms, so if you change a pair around, it doesn't make any difference. The atoms are identical, and whatever one atom of oxygen of a certain type will do, another atom of oxygen of that type will do. You say, that's ridiculous. That's the definition of equal type. It's not maybe the definition, but then the fact is that there are many, many atoms of the same type. Maybe a definition, we still don't know whether there are any atoms of the same type, but the fact is that there are many atoms of the same type, and then it does mean something to say that it makes no difference if we replace one atom by another of the same type. Now, there are, after this long list of things that
can be done without changing the phenomena. You'd think that practically you'd do anything, so I give some examples of the contrary, just to see the difference. Suppose that we ask, are the physical laws symmetrical for change of scale? Suppose I built a certain piece of apparatus, and then I built another apparatus five times bigger in every part.
This is the story about two girls, O and Ange. Sometimes O does the speaking. O, a woman and a Jew. Her father's family, originally from Spain, first emigrated to Morocco, then on to Algeria. O speaks. How can I do this? Begin. Begin what? The only thing in the world that's worth beginning. The end of the world. O, being a whore, had to find the origin of whoredom. Now, Alexandra, one of Cleopatra's friends, had loved Cleopatra so deeply that she had tried to persuade Antony to be both kind and gentle to his paramour's children. In order to please Alexandra, the first princess, Herod the Great had made her 17-year-old son into a priest. The boy was beautiful. Herod drowned him. Of this Alexandria, no longer anything remains. Oh, remembered the poet saying that Alexandria is replete with men who are sick, solitary, and prophetic. All those who've been deeply wounded in their sex. When O came to Alexandria, the air was as dry as the wings of insects. There were neither male solitaries nor male prophets, for such men are found only in the white world, and that world has died. Here, O thought, lies the center of all prostitution. O began to dream that she was in the whorehouse for which she had been looking. But she wasn't anywhere yet. She had already passed by the brothel of the virgins. O speaks. I entered the most famous whorehouse in Alexandria. These are the names of some of the whores. Whore number one, Ange, 21 years old. Politically mature, a professional imagination, a sweetheart only when she comes in contact with children or with anyone, men, women, or other categories, sedentary, semi-sedentary, and nomadic, uninterested in money. Ange lucidly believes in the progress of this country. I have never forgotten her. 2 years ago, Ange was put into the prison of M. There, though still lucid and generous, she was broken. I saw her bruises. Thus, in shit, begins the new world.
Mr. Feynman. Richard P. Feynman.
Immaterial at this juncture. The issue is that Les Aspin said we are no longer pursuing the Strategic Defense Initiative. Now that put a lot of people's mind at rest because there are a lot of people that don't want weapons satellites in orbit around our planet. But yet, despite the fact that the administration made that claim, they continued to develop weapons, defense weapons in support of the Strategic Defense Initiative.
Okay,
I thought it would not exist if it had hit. There would be evidence of an impact on the side of the aircraft, and it probably would have been evidence of the impact on the right side of the aircraft, and there was none.
Okay, but then what did happen? Because I only have a couple of minutes.
Well, the directed energy weapon struck it. When it struck it, it caused sparking. I mean, you know, it's a high-powered microwave weapon. 1.4 billion watts of power. It strikes the aluminum foil ball in the microwave. It pops and sparks and arcs, and that's what caused the fuel cell to ignite and explode.
And then, of course, a woman's mouth is very appealing. It is interesting, though, that I could only do it with a woman. I couldn't do it with a man, like the Japanese. They make those monsters growling, you know what I mean? I guess it's because I'm not a woman. Those are miracles. Those are miracles. They are.
One can feel a sense of awe.
Well, I've had a revelation from my computer about mythology, though. You buy a certain software, and there's a whole set of signals that lead to the achievement of your aim, you know? And once you've set it for, let's say, DW3, if you begin fooling around with signals that belong to another system, they just won't work, that's all.
Do they think of people like, take American actors, Hoffman, De Niro, Pacino, as a personality? Or is it simply good craftsmanship for those three, just taking those three? It's clearly different for a Redford or a Gibson or another.
War number two. Barbara, in older days, left Egypt for France in order to continue her studies. Classical ones. Some days off the ship in the harbor of Marseille, to her consternation, she learned that she would have to do whatever she would have to do in order to survive there. And so she returned to her activities of the night. What I am saying is that in order to earn the right to education in the Western world, it was necessary for the whores who were not from the Western world to be at war and to continue teaching themselves.
But I need more. See, I got enough power to live my life right now, but to go to the beautiful unknown, I need more. Yeah, I know I have enough. I know everybody has enough. Yeah, right. Okay, but I need more. If I could just have a little more power. Just a little more. Next week, maybe. Next month. As soon as I do this, do that. As soon as I fix this or fix that, then I got to have more power. No matter how much I have. I have a lot. Okay, I admit. I have a lot of power there. Okay, but I need more. To get to the beautiful unknown, to get to the empowered path that would wait for me there.
The more more he struggles, the deeper and deeper he becomes entwined.
Well, in the microwave, it pops and sparks and arcs, and that's what caused the fuel cell to ignite.
Freshman material. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to take a couple of Polaroid pictures of you so I can really see what you look like and put you on file and stuff.
Give me help in some way to burn out desires of like getting high, you know, smoking grass, smoking cigarettes, drinking beer. When you start seeing through it that it doesn't get you high anymore, but you still go back and fall into it, it starts getting very depressing.
Mm,
could you give me help in some way?
Yeah, I hear all that. Okay, I'll try. You have to expect that there is going to be a long period between the first awakening to your predicament and the time when all of the desires have lost their power to take you over. And during this period, you're going to go through incredible numbers of ups and downs. You're going to feel you've lost it. It's like watching a boat out on the horizon going under the waves and coming back up and going under. You'll feel like you're just touching it, you're seeing it perfectly, and then the next moment it'll be gone and you're back lost in your desires. Every one of us is facing exactly the same thing. And as you get rid of the grosser ones, the more subtle ones take over. And this battle goes right, this is the battle of the Bhagavad Gita. It goes right on till the end. Now the game is to not get so caught in being finished, but rather be involved with the experience of the whole process. That is, treat the lows as well as the highs as part of the teaching that's happening to you. That is, when you've just said, I'm giving up smoking, and then you suddenly find a cigarette in your hand. Okay? The first thing you do is you get very irritated with yourself. That's just more of your ego melodrama and more of the ways the ego maintains itself through what's called the superego. And then behind all that, there's a voice in you that's just watching, that's saying, ah, there you are smoking again. There you are putting yourself down for smoking. Just the witness, it's called. And pretty soon, more and more, that witness takes over until almost all the time you're just sitting inside watching yourself go through all of these dramas of deciding to give something up impurely, unfortunately, because you're not ready. You don't decide to give things up, they fall away. That's the secret of it. All you do is keep your consciousness as much as you can directed towards the highest state of consciousness or godness that you can conceive of. And then all this stuff will keep changing. Every time you go under, notice how upset you get about going under. That's part of the process. That's the fire that's purifying you. And if you can just flip it over so you start to dig your falling as well as you're getting up, that's what's known as honoring Shiva, you see. Honoring the forces in you that are still stronger than the force for you to awaken. So pretty soon you just stop desiring, even desiring to get done desiring. You just allow God to manifest the way he manifests. You keep honoring him in all the forms that he shows himself through your body and through your mind. And at the same moment, you keep calming your mind, opening your heart, and keeping your head in as high a state of consciousness as you can, just because there's nothing else you can do. And then it takes its natural course. You just get more patient and relax more. Can you hear all that?
Hello?
Can you hear all that?
I did.
Okay. Is that any use to you?
It's news. I know.
I think it's time.
But the thing is,
it
just doesn't, I guess I want the fire to be more intense to get rid of them.
Yeah, well, that's the greed. See, that's the greed for the high still. And you got to dig, like, every time you take a cigarette, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Every time you take a cigarette or you take a joint or whatever, take a drink, just do it as consciously as you possibly can. Offer it just the same way as you offer food. Offer it to God, offer the cigarette to God, and then smoke it as consciously. Watch yourself smoke it, watch yourself puff each puff.
That would help.
Experience the thing. Just bring as much consciousness to bear with every one of the acts, whether or not it's an act you like or you don't like. Okay?
Okay.
Fine. Try all that and call me back.
Okay, thank you.
This is a do-it-yourself kit.
I want it so bad. Want to be with you. Want what we have. Remember touching you and holding you. I want it inside your soul. Inside your soul.
Is that some cultures, particularly the one I'm mentioning here, had a rich understanding that there was an illogic fundamentally at the basis of experience, and that humor in its various forms in various countries expresses that illogic, that bisociative of it changing. How we think about things.
Is one of the great actors, but I've never understood the thing people always say about him, that he's always different. To me, he's always the same.
Look at me now.
Now, another way that we change things is to change our relationship to them.
For me to be there.
He's as identifiable in a way as Mel Gibson to me. I mean,
how is he the same for you?
The type of man that he is on screen is to me always similar. They're all similar. I think all actors are similar. I think this, it's a kind of the whole character thing, and like changing characters and being unrecognizable as yourself is something that isn't really that interesting, actually.
Want to be with you. Want what we have.
And then we go to Henri Bergson, and Professor Bergson, I think, is also due for a new popularity because he spoke explicitly about intuition as a way to knowledge.
Develop that is double secrecy. You with me? So you have a circle within a circle. It leads to better protection. Homosexuality and other things that they hold on each other in secret are the power that seal these things together so nobody's telling. It should be a lot more people telling than are, but they're scared.
That's the secret formula. Okay, continue with your story there. You were talking about new faces in Congress in 1994.
Yes. Now, as I mentioned, and I think many people will appreciate, a certain number of these individuals have a sincere belief in the Constitution. And Wall Street doesn't care who's in power in Washington as long as they maintain their power. And I think part of what's going on in this election, one of the reasons they want to keep Clinton in power is get a push towards the Democrats so that these new Republicans can be thrown out of office. Now, the comparison I make to 1936, in my book, I describe in detail how the Depression was deliberately created by the large corporations. There's very extensive literature on this. What it did, obviously, is create great central government power. It created much more control by the large corporations over the central government. And I also reference various authorities on the New Deal showing how very little was really accomplished to help the people in the entire New Deal. But Roosevelt did face a problem in 1936 in that he won by such a large majority, bringing many sincere New Dealers into Congress, that he had a problem of preventing real reforms from taking place.
Yeah, it's a funny juxtaposition, wasn't it?
Judentum. Sie werden sich nur erinnern an die Reichstagssitzung, in der ich erklärte, wenn das Judentum sich etwa einbildet, einen internationalen Weltkrieg zur Ausrottung der europäischen Rassen herbeiführen zu können, dann wird das Ergebnis nicht die Ausrottung der europäischen Rassen, sondern die Ausrottung des Judentums in Europa sein. Sie haben immer
Abteilung heranzuretten. Dann kann ich Ihnen nur sagen, in dieser Stunde war ich verantwortlich für das Schicksal der deutschen Nation und damit des deutschen Volkes vor der Gerichtsherren.
I'm not gonna die.
Relax. Relax.
I'm gonna die, man.
You know Morton Feinberg?
I do.
He's a real nice guy. When'd you see him last?
Oh, Richard.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw Richard this morning.
What? You saw him this morning?
He stopped me in my car. I gave him some money.
Where was this?
Outside my tennis club.
Did he ask you for help?
I volunteered. He wouldn't accept that.
How much money did you give him this morning?
Couple of bucks, just what I had on me.
Young activists who have come to Chicago to protest the war seized a statue, and a running five-hour battle was on.
Hundreds of militant police closed in on Lincoln Park as the demonstrators surged through the streets protesting the police activity. Persons were injured, and 150 arrested in the club-swinging violence that followed.
People out left, are your old brothers and sisters gonna do that here in your own country like we do in Vietnam, dropping thousands of bombs on places made of straw and bamboo, man? And now you're gonna do that here, guys? Is that the game? Is that the game?
We rose up against our government in a time of war.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped the fucking war. First time in history. You find out about the CIA's chaos program and the COINTELPRO. It isn't time.
Mm-hmm.
Nixon got in power, he used them as they escalated us right into the trial.
We're going to take this country so far to the right, you won't even recognize it. Very good. We got the right judge. I want these two boys toasted.
Yes, I was born here. I grew up here. I'm a city girl.
Yeah. My name's Ed. What's yours? talk so low? Or is that just the museum that makes your voice sound like that?
Well, I got my plague inoculation shot recently, and I seem to have had a small reaction to it. It's lowered my voice considerably.
Plague? I'm just recently in the city. I noticed that an unusual amount of people lying around the street with strange sores on their bodies. Is there a plague?
Yes. If you have a chance, I'd check in a medical center and get some inoculation against it. It's been going on for some time now. Joe. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to see you.
At the point of the coup, this is a question that the Teruggi family certainly wants to see answered, it is one of the remaining mysteries of the murder of this American in Chile.
What's the latest with Pinochet now? What's his legal status in Chile?
General Pinochet has been indicted in Argentina for a car bombing assassination of one of his military rivals, General Carlos Prats, and his wife in 1974. The Argentines are seeking his extradition. This was a very similar operation to the Letelier assassination. It took place 2 years before the car bombing here in Washington. Pinochet is now about to undergo some medical testing to determine whether he is mentally fit to stand trial. Almost all other obstacles to his actually appearing in a court of law and facing his victims have been removed by the Chilean courts, an extraordinary turn of events. General Pinochet is being tried on a specific set of disappearances, 14 disappearances that took place during something called the Caravan of Death, when he sent out one of his generals to go up and down Chile, removing political prisoners from jails and murdering them on the spot. 14 of those individuals are still disappeared, and General Pinochet is hopefully going to be tried on those cases. We know that the CIA has one very specific document that relates to those murders, dated in October of 1973, which has not yet been declassified. Hopefully, Chilean authorities can move to press the United States government to release that document and any other relevant document to the case against Pinochet. Declassifying those documents or providing them to the Chilean courts so that they may be used as evidence against the general himself.
Hello.
Yeah, it's Brittany there.
Who's this? D-Day kid Nikki.
Man, who is this, for real?
Man, why don't you put Brittany on the phone?
Man, why don't you tell me who you are?
Stop being all defensive, man. What's wrong? You afraid someone's gonna steal your woman?
Man, who is this?
This is kid Nikki for 93.3 FLZ. Why don't you put her on the phone? Put Brittany on the phone.
Man, who is this?
Doc, this is kid Nikki.
Okay. Yo, kid Nikki, dog.
Yo, why don't you put her on the phone?
Man, hold up.
Yo, hey, is this Justin?
Hello?
This is Justin. Justin's on the phone. What's up, dog? How you doing?
Who is this?
This is kid Nikki.
This is kid Nikki. Justin. I don't know.
If I happen to really like you, would you be interested in working today?
Sure. Huh? I'd love to, yeah.
Oh, cool. Alright, because I don't usually do that. Every once in a while, somebody comes over and look really cute, and I happen to have a cameraman available. Mm-hmm. And,
No, I began with the woman because it's like a tradition. It's like the Venus. It's like, Olympia, like Manet made it Olympia.
If you're up for it, I have a feeling I'm going to be up for it.
Fuel cell to ignite and explode.
Okay. Once again, David, it's a little unclear, and I'm sure a lot of folks would ask this question of you. Are you saying that this drone Tomahawk missile did not hit the plane and it was electric energy or magnetic energy? What are you saying here?
A high-powered microwave weapon fired from Brookhaven National Labs, okay, 10 miles inshore, onshore, was fired at a drone Tomahawk missile to kill the missile with electromagnetic pulse effect. Flight 800 was flying in Flight Corridor Betty, came into what is called the gun target line. That means between the gun itself, the weapon itself, at Brookhaven National Labs, and the drone Tomahawk missile. The missile was the target, not Flight 800, quite obviously. Flight 800 was hit by the directed energy weapon, which means it is an electromagnetic pulse effect that causes sparking and arcing, and all the analog circuitry dies. There's no black box data. There's nothing.
Ich sehe das von Ihren Jahrhunderten immer wieder antreten und wird immer schöner sein, immer kraftvoller sein und wird immer gesünder sein und wird immer mehr Hoffnung bieten den lebenden Geschlechtern.
Country so far to the right, you won't even recognize it. Very good. We got the right judge. I want these Jew boys toasted. Aren't the Chicago 7 all Jews? Hoffman's a Jew.
Now, I think we have to create a unified legal strategy to challenge the very nature of the conspiracy.
Because I can't have my own lawyer, I've decided to exercise my constitutional rights to defend myself.
You know, you got to expect legal railroad.
If they can take away our First Amendment rights.
Courtroom is theater. David versus Goliath. Subvert the government. Use the media to subvert the children.
They're making up their own laws, you know, with their own judge. We'll never have enough money or lawyers or resources.
The only way to win is with a cultural war.
Another option would be to get the hydrogen bomb from Saudi Arabia.
Das sind nationalsozialistische Prophezeiungen.
seine Straßen sind. Es ist die Hauptmacht, der wir all diese Unruhen verdanken, das internationale Judentum. Sie werden sich nur erinnern an die Reichstagssitzung, in der ich erklärte, wenn das Judentum sich etwa einbildet, einen internationalen Weltkrieg zur Ausrottung der europäischen Rassen herbeiführen zu können, dann wird das Ergebnis nicht die Ausrottung der europäischen Rassen, sondern die Ausrottung des Judentums in Europa sein.
Many of them pledge to believe in a God that they don't ever believe will protect their ass when they tell on the white man. Say, God is tough, but he can't kick the white man ass.
Much attracted to living organisms. The youngest kids, if they see something moving, a caterpillar, whatever, there's an attraction. You know, we have this love for life that's just embedded in ourselves.